Esta es la lección 11 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Your apartment is beautiful. How long have you lived here?
Since last month.
Is there a yard?
Yes, there's a small yard in the back.
And where do you park your car?
In front. I can almost always park in front.
Listen again.
Your apartment is beautiful. How long have you lived here?
Since last month.
Is there a yard?
Yes, there's a small yard in the back.
And where do you park your car?
In front. I can almost always park in front.
¿Cómo le preguntaría al mesero si acepta MasterCard?
Do you accept MasterCard? MasterCard.
Visiting a friend. Say,
tiene un apartamento hermoso.
You have a beautiful apartment. A beautiful apartment.
Ask her how long she's lived here.
How long have you lived here? How long have you lived here?
She says,
solamente un mes.
Only a month. Only a month.
Hay un pequeño jardín atrás.
There's a small yard in the back. There's a small yard in the back.
Ask,
¿dónde estaciona su coche?
Where do you park your car? Park your car.
Frente al apartamento.
In front of the apartment. In front of the apartment.
How does she say that she always parks in front?
I always park in front. I always park in front.
Try to say,
no puedo estacionarme atrás.
I can't park in the back. I can't park in the back.
Casi siempre me estaciono enfrente.
I almost always park in front.
Now she asks,
¿qué le gustaría hacer?
What would you like to do?
You want to say,
¿vamos a caminar?
Listen and repeat.
Let's go for a walk. Walk. A walk. For. For a walk. Let's go. Let's go for a walk.
Literalmente, vayamos a caminar. ¿Cómo sugeriría ir a caminar?
Let's go for a walk.
She says,
pensaba.
I thought.
Pensaba que usted quería comprar los boletos.
I thought you wanted to buy the tickets.
Para el concierto de mañana.
For tomorrow's concert. Tomorrow's concert.
Listen.
I do want to buy the tickets.
Do want
es más enfático que solamente
want.
Trate de decir enfáticamente que usted quiere comprar los boletos.
I do want to buy the tickets. I do want. I do want to buy the tickets.
No los pude comprar ayer.
I couldn't buy them yesterday. Couldn't. I couldn't buy them yesterday.
Porque no pude encontrar mi tarjeta de crédito.
Because I couldn't find my credit card. I couldn't find my credit card.
Diga enfáticamente, quiero comprar los boletos.
I do want to buy the tickets.
She says,
debemos comprarlos hoy.
We should buy them today. We should buy them today.
Say,
podemos ir a caminar.
We can go for a walk. We can go for a walk.
Y podemos comprar los boletos.
And we can buy the tickets.
Hoy puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
Today I can pay by credit card. I can pay by credit card.
¿Sabe?
Do you know?
¿Sabe si aceptan American Express?
Do you know if they accept American Express?
Creo que sí.
I think so.
Creo que aceptan American Express.
I think they accept American Express.
Ahora, trate de decir enfáticamente, sí, aceptan American Express.
Yes, they do accept American Express. They do accept. They do accept American Express.
Say,
entonces, puedo pagar los boletos.
Then I can pay for the tickets. Pay for the tickets.
Usando
let's
sugiera. Ahora, ¿vamos a caminar?
Now let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk.
She says,
bueno, podemos comprar nuestros boletos.
All right, we can buy our tickets.
Y luego podemos ir al parque. Parque.
Listen and repeat.
Park. Park.
Usted ya ha aprendido esta palabra en el nombre
Park Avenue.
Diga el parque.
The park.
Try to say.
Y luego podemos ir al parque.
And then we can go to the park. We can go to the park.
Pero primero, me gustaría mostrarle este libro.
But first, I'd like to show you this book.
acerca de Estados Unidos.
Listen and repeat.
About the United States. About. 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 About the United States.
Ask.
¿Un libro acerca de Estados Unidos?
A book about the United States? A book about the United States?
Sí, me gustaría mostrárselo.
Yes, I'd like to show it to you.
Tiene fotos hermosas.
It has beautiful pictures. It has beautiful pictures.
Mientras usted hojea el libro, dice, quizá más tarde pueda mostrarle.
Maybe later I can show you.
Mi libro acerca de México.
My book about Mexico. My book about Mexico.
Hace unos días no pude encontrarlo.
A few days ago, I couldn't find it. A few days ago, I couldn't find it.
Pero ahora sé dónde está.
But now I know where it is. I know where it is.
Y ahora, ¿vamos a caminar?
And now, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk.
Vayamos al centro.
Let's go into town. Let's go into town.
Y luego, al parque.
And then to the park. And then to the park.
Prepárese para ir.
How does your friend ask you what you are looking for?
What are you looking for?
Say,
mis apuntes.
My notes.
Try to say,
pensaba que estaban sobre esta mesa.
I thought they were on this table. They were. I thought they were on this table.
Esta tarde no pude encontrar mi pluma.
This afternoon I couldn't find my pen.
Y ahora no puedo encontrar mis apuntes.
And now I can't find my notes.
Ella los ve en el piso. ¿Qué dice cuando se los da?
Here they are. Here they are.
En el camino, usted pregunta, usted estuvo en Boston el fin de semana pasado, ¿verdad?
You were in Boston last weekend, weren't you?
¿Cómo contesta brevemente que sí?
Yes, I was.
Me quedé con una amiga mía.
I stayed with a friend of mine.
Ella tiene un apartamento ahí.
She has an apartment there.
Es bastante pequeño.
It's pretty small.
Pero hay un bello jardín atrás, un bello jardín.
Listen and repeat.
A nice yard. Nice. A nice yard.
Usted ya ha usado
nice
antes para hablar del tiempo. Esta palabra puede usarse en situaciones muy diferentes. Aquí quiere decir muy bonito o bello. Trate de decir, hay un bello jardín atrás.
There's a nice yard in the back.
Y ella puede estacionarse enfrente.
And she can park in front. She can park in front.
Say that you've never been to Boston.
I've never been to Boston.
She says,
Usted debe ir ahí.
You should go there. You should go there.
Es una ciudad muy interesante.
It's a very interesting city.
Usando
nice,
diga, y tiene muchos bellos parques.
And it has a lot of nice parks. A lot of nice parks.
Yo tengo un libro acerca de Boston.
I have a book about Boston.
Si a usted le gustaría leerlo.
If you'd like to read it. If you'd like to read it.
Tiempo atrás, usted aprendió otra manera de decir algo enfáticamente. Trate de decir enfáticamente, sí, me gustaría leerlo.
Yes, I would like to read it. I would like. I would like to read it.
Después de su paseo, ustedes se detienen en un café. Su amiga pide una copa de vino tinto. Diga, pensaba que prefería vino blanco.
I thought you preferred white wine.
She says,
No, prefiero vino tinto.
No, I prefer red wine.
Now you're visiting a friend in New York.
Ella sugiere una visita a un museo. Museo.
Listen and repeat.
Museum. Eum. Muse. Muse. Museum. Museum.
Ask.
¿Qué tan tarde está abierto el museo?
How late is the museum open? How late is the museum open?
She says,
Hasta las 5:30.
Until 5:30.
Ask,
Hasta las 5:30.
Until 5:30?
Listen to her answer. Listen.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Eso significa así es, o literalmente eso es correcto.
Now listen and repeat.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Say again.
Así es.
That's right.
Say.
Entonces, tenemos mucho tiempo.
Then we have a lot of time.
Your friend says,
Primero, podemos ir al museo.
First, we can go to the museum. First, we can go to the museum.
Y luego, podemos ir a caminar.
And then we can go for a walk. We can go for a walk.
En el parque cerca del museo.
In the park near the museum. In the park near the museum.
Ask.
¿Dónde podemos estacionarnos?
Where can we park? Where can we park?
She answers,
Frente al museo.
In front of the museum.
Say,
No es lejos.
It's not far.
Creo que debemos caminar.
I think we should walk.
Mientras usted camina, ella pregunta, Usted estuvo en Washington la semana pasada, ¿verdad?
You were in Washington last week, weren't you?
Say.
Así es.
That's right. That's right.
Más tarde, mientras cenan, hablan acerca de los planes de un viaje que van a hacer juntos. Diga, pues, compré nuestros boletos para el avión.
Well, I bought our plane tickets.
Ask her if she has made the hotel reservations yet.
Have you made the hotel reservations yet?
¿Cómo contesta brevemente que no?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
She says,
Y no sé.
And I don't know.
Si debo hacerlas.
If I should make them. I don't know if I should.
Ask.
¿Por qué no?
Why not? Why not?
Pensaba que usted quería ir a San Francisco.
I thought you wanted to go to San Francisco.
¿Cómo confirma ella que eso es correcto?
That's right. That's right.
¿Cómo dice ella enfáticamente que sí quiere ir a San Francisco?
I do want to go to San Francisco. I do want to go to San Francisco.
Hablando en términos generales, ella dice, pero los hoteles son muy caros.
But hotels are very expensive. Hotels are very expensive.
¿Por qué no nos quedamos con mi hermana?
Why don't we stay with my sister?
Ella tiene un apartamento grande.
She has a big apartment.
Hay un bello jardín atrás.
There's a nice yard in the back. A nice yard.
Y no está lejos de un buen museo.
And it's not far from a good museum.
Está cerca de un bello parque también.
It's near a nice park, too.
Say that you'd rather stay in a hotel.
I'd rather stay in a hotel.
Ask,
¿por qué no hago yo nuestras reservaciones?
Why don't I make our reservations? Why don't I make our reservations?
Say,
debemos hacerlas pronto.
We should make them soon.
Compré nuestros boletos para el avión ayer.
I bought our plane tickets yesterday.
Después que terminan de comer, su amiga dice, yo puedo pagar la cena. La se omite.
I can pay for dinner. I can pay for our dinner.
Si puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito.
If I can pay by credit card.
How does she ask the waiter?
¿Aceptan ustedes MasterCard?
Do you accept MasterCard?
Mientras que ustedes se preparan para irse, ella pregunta, ¿ha visto mi libro?
Have you seen my book?
Mi libro acerca de México.
My book about Mexico.
Ask.
¿Un libro acerca de México?
A book about Mexico?
Así es.
That's right.
Lo compré en el museo.
I bought it in the museum.
You find it and give it to her. Say,
aquí está.
Here it is.
No es tarde y el tiempo está bonito. Sugiere, ¿por qué no vamos a caminar?
Why don't we go for a walk?
¿En el parque?
In the park. In the park.
How does she say?
Qué buena idea.
That's a good idea.
Este es el final de la lección 11. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.